first day.
Her mother glanced at her in the rearview mirror. I sure am, Teresa replied, and lay down on the back seat very satisfied with herself. As soon as they arrived, she thought while her parents were busying themselves with unimportant matters like shopping and cleaning the house, she would go straight to the secret base to see what condition it was in. She stretched out her legs and rested the toes of her old All-Stars against the window. It was only open a crack because her mother got annoyed by the roar of the air blowing in when they were on the motorway. Feeling the glass vibrate against her feet, she stared at the car's dirty headliner above her. Mysterious new spots had appeared since their last trip. One looked like a slightly misshapen moon. Another looked almost like a bicycle. A mountain bike, perhaps. She thought of her own bike behind the house by the sea, covered with the green wax tarpaulin that protected it during the winter. As well as checking to see what condition the secret base was in, there was a long list of things that would keep her busy. Teresa was crazy about lists. She would go and find Tommaso. She would go and say hi to all her friends from the village. She would gorge herself on the lemon cream biscuits they sold at the village bakery. She would do several laps of the garden, stamping her feet hard on the ground to chase the vipers away. She would do archery on the beach at sunset. She liked pretending to be Legolas, the elf in The Lord of the Rings. "Get your shoes off the window, young lady," her father called over his shoulder at her. Teresa sighed softly and put her feet down. She looked at the Converse in mid-air before resting them on the floor and sitting up again. They had greyish, dirty soles, thin laces that were frayed in several places, and threadbare red canvas uppers. It was because they looked so lived in that they were her favourite pair. She'd already had to rescue them from the rubbish bin her mother had thrown them in, and she'd made it clear that no one should dare attempt that again on pain of death. As she sat up, there it was, the sea. Every year there was always a moment during the journey when she would start to get seriously bored. And just then, the sea appeared in the distance, an endless blue expanse along the shimmering horizon. She was reminded, who knows how, of the rhinestone-studded t-shirt that her science teacher, Mrs. Archer, often wore. Her mother hated anything bejeweled, and every time Teresa pointed out some sparkly sweater in a shop, she would purse her lips and shake her head with an expression that said, "Don't even think about it." But Teresa liked rhinestones. She rolled down the window and looked out, letting the wind lash her face and take her breath away. "Close it," she heard. As she rolled the window back up, the Mozart sonata her mother had put on filled the car.
"When do I get to choose the music?"
"When you get your license and your own car," her father replied, and burst into a loud laugh. "Nice. Very funny," Teresa huffed, shaking the dark curls she was trying to keep under control with a thick fluorescent orange scrunchie. Her classmates wore them tightly on their wrists like bracelets, but that seemed a silly idea. She needed them to keep her unruly hair at bay. So they were going to listen to classical music, whatever. By the time they reached the coast, most of the journey would be over anyway. One last stretch of motorway, then the old Fiat would take the familiar roads with yellow fields and sunburnt grass on either side. It was on one of these country roads that her father had allowed her to sit on his lap and hold the wheel last summer. It had been her first driving lesson. Now she could roll the whole window down.
"Come on, Dad, come on," she urged, until the car stopped in front of the huge green gate at the entrance to the holiday village. Next to the gate was a sign featuring a picture of a black horse standing on its hind legs, with a red sun and stylized ocean waves behind it, which everyone thought was tacky. They drove into the village, and Teresa stuck her nose to the window as the houses with gardens and perfect hedges paraded before her eyes. The moment they parked in front of their house, Teresa opened the car door wide and stretched her legs, breathing in the scent of cut grass. A bicycle braked abruptly in front of her All-Stars. It was Tommaso, his nose and shoulders already scorched by the sun. When he dismounted from the bike to hug her, Teresa realised with a burning sense